Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Family First Care. I spoke to you before, but I was on the other line and you had to hang up when I got back. But is there anything I can assist you with in terms of home care services?
Yeah, I was wondering, do y'all control the hours or do the insurance do?
The state, yeah, the state and the insurance company do the hours. So the way it works in Pennsylvania, you have to have Medicaid in order to qualify for home health care. And then the requirements are that you make less than $2,900 a month in income. And this is only for the person that's applying for the services. So it's not the household. So as long as you're a pension or you're is under $2,900 a month. And then you are over that?
Yes, I got it. No, I didn't say I was over it.
Oh, yeah, $2,900. And then if you have less than $8,000 in cash resources. And then there's a medical assessment where they send out a nurse to your home to check your mobility, sit down and speak to you, discuss what your needs are, and you know, just see what you're able to do on your own and what you need assistance with. If you have family or anybody who can be there to put their input in, that would be fine. And then the final step is once it's established that you're eligible for the services, it would go to the insurance, and then they would do a final assessment to determine how many hours you're eligible for, and that's how many hours we'd be able to either provide a caregiver for you or pay a family member to be your caregiver.
Oh, okay.
And we help you through the whole process. We do have an enrollment specialist on staff that would assist you with the application and get status updates from the state and be able to send over any of the documents they're requesting for your approval, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Would you like us to assist?
Well, we have a child home care thing, but they had cut the hours down. When the insurance lady came out and came to see me and they was asking questions and everything, like, because I need a lot of help being so I'm on diabetes and everything now, so.
All right, and how long ago did they come out to do that last assessment?
Like, the last month.
And they lowered your hours?
Yes.
And did you have the ability to appeal that decision?
I think my son did.
All right. All right, yeah. So, I mean, the only thing that can determine the hours is the insurance company. The best thing you can do is to give your service coordinator a call, let her know that your situation has changed, that you do need the hours, and see what she says, and if they're able to appeal or do another reassessment or have your doctor send them a notification that the hours are not going to cut it for you, are not going to be good enough.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Thank
and if you.
You
need any help with any of this, give me a call, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.